Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Okay. So good to see heads of ministries and people who are involved in paraministry. No, there's no paraministry. Ministry, as it were, at different levels and different platforms, but different things that God has committed to our hands. One of the things that we are committed to doing in this house is helping everyone find their place and helping everyone become strong, you know, with the relevant wisdom and equipping for the aspect of our lives that God has called us. Usually when I teach like this, I do like to have people with me in front. So if you do not mind and you'd like to join me in front, you may just pick your chair and come. If you don't mind. Anybody. Thank you. I don't want to call some specific people. Thank you. Just come. Thank you. Yeah. Let's sit together. Thank you. Please, no, let's come here. Oh, yes. So those of you that are seated, are you shy or you are just not interested? Amen. People will not say amen again. All right. So I want to teach on something very important. Thank you. I'd like to have like four more people, if you don't mind. Four more. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, this space here. Yeah, thank you. Even if you are more than that, there's no problem. As long as you want to come, come. Don't, there's no issue. Thank you. So it's a breakfast meeting. It's going to be quite short. So basically, I want to teach on very simple subject, overcoming inertia in ministry. Overcoming inertia in ministry. So, but to lay foundation, all right, so let's start from the basic. How do I know I am called? How do I know I am called? Okay, that's the first question. Then the second question is, how do I know what I am called to do? You see, how do I know what I have been called to do? Then the third is, how do I start? So let's start from the first one. I just want to put this foundation then to teach on that. All right, so how do I know I am called? Now, there are many examples in scriptures, many illustrations, most of which are rather dramatic. So I'm going to give you several examples. Is that okay? And yours could be either of these. So for instance, when God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter number 12 to get out of his father's house, get out of his from his kindred to a place where He, the Lord, will show him. All right? That was not much of a drama. It was an express instruction that came. Just if you compare that with the experience of Samuel, okay, in 1 Samuel 3, Samuel, the voice was so audible that Samuel thought it was Eli. There's a theological lesson to learn there. Is that God is not going to speak to you with unfamiliar voice. Is that okay now? So we bring it to contemporary times. Some might even have a vision. You see, in your vision, God is going to use people that he knows you will listen to. But it's still the Lord who is speaking. Okay? So in the case of Abraham, it was not much of a drama. But we see, for instance, the case of Moses. It was a burning bush. But before that experience of the burning bush, 40 years earlier, he had an inward knowing that Stephen now later spoke about. Okay? He had an inward knowing that God will deliver these guys through my hands. Are you seeing that now? He had that inward knowing. And that's why he began to do it. And when he started doing it, because of the inward knowing, he got into trouble. Because there's actually a time to be called, and there's a time to be sent. If you look at the experience of Saul of Tarsus, that later became Paul on his way to Damascus, it was a bright light. He later acknowledged that that light was Christ. That shone. And a voice came, and he said, I alone heard the voice. I alone heard the voice. The voice came and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Say, who are thou? Say, I am the Lord, whom you persecute. Say, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. It's a very, very dramatic experience. So, if you look at the case of Jesus, you will not find any scripture where God was having any dramatic call of Jesus. You say, what about the event of Matthew chapter number 3? That's not a calling. When he was at the river of Jordan, was baptized. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove. It was not cartoon. It was something spiritual. If I lay hands on you and I say, be filled with the Holy Ghost, do you see any dove? Do you see any dove? No. And that's not even about a calling. That's a confirmation. God was saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Okay? Now, listen to this. God bears witness with our spirit through his spirit in our inside. On our inside. Are you seeing that now? It may come in visions. It may come as revelations. It may come as audible voice. It may come with dramatic encounters. But listen. Pay closer attention to the inward witness of the Holy Spirit. The primary way God is going to lead you is through his spirit on your inside. It is called a knowing. And that knowing is not your ambition. It is the Holy Spirit on your inside saying that I have a purpose for this person. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, are you listening to me? Ah, yeah. So, how did I know that God was calling me to even start a ministry in the first place? I separated myself to pray. And as I was praying, what was not obvious in my spirit became obvious in my spirit. Became clear. Okay? Became clear. And when it was time to become a church, you see that now, I started having unrest like a woman who is in labor. That unrest became much. And when it comes to that level, I tried to say, no. The unrest became so much. Because there's something that God wants to bet. Are you seeing that now? And his spirit was bearing witness with my spirit. And saying this. And sometimes God might even go extra mile by allowing confirmations. From people who are sincere, not people who are speaking witchcraft spirit. Oh yes, there are people who pick your hair and speak like it's God confirming it. Because the level that they stand, the devil can infiltrate their waters. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? But if you set your heart against certain aspects of ministry, you may never hear a call in that aspect. Not because God is not calling, but because there's a stronghold there. Are you following what I'm saying? So, like what is going on in Nigeria now, everybody is wearing clothes and sharing online, all eyes on the judiciary. Okay? And when you look at the symbol of the court of law, if I want to remember correctly, it's a woman carrying a scale. Am I correct? All right, then blindfolded. Am I correct? So that you don't look at persons, you look at issues. That's what that means. Am I correct now? Good. When you want to go to the place of prayer, don't pick a side. You must also go with that similitude of appearance. I am not closing my heart towards any aspect. You are my maker. Reveal to me the reason why you have made me. Listen to what I'm saying. It is possible for you to perceive a calling to serve in your local assembly. Sometimes the mistake is that everybody assumes that picking the consciousness of a call means that you have been called outside the church. No. What you want to do is that you want to get it right, not get it quick. Are you following what I'm saying here? And one of the signs that your heart is right when dealing with the process of moving into your God-given assignment is that there is the presence of patience. Anything, any decision a person wants to make, and you can't find patience in the equation, is not godly. Okay? The Bible says that patience will have a work in you, that you may be perfect, whole and entire, wanting nothing. So it is that sense of calling, that thing you are feeling, that persuasion on your inside, it can actually wait and survive the process of prayer. It can pass the clarity test. Are you following what I'm saying here? It can pass the what? The clarity test. Never jump into ministry with an assumption. You need a clear revelation of the calling. It must be clear. Are you following what I'm saying here? The reason why it doesn't matter the obstacle I face, there's no way I run to, is because it was clear before I moved. So imagine two people who are married, and the two people married without conviction. When people tell us they want to get married, we sit them down and ask them questions on different levels. Predominantly, we ask them on conviction. That's the first thing. We can't go further if you are not sure this is God. Number two, we ask them on purpose. Two can't work together unless they agree. Purpose doesn't mean that you are called to do the same thing, but you can do what you are doing without killing each other. One doesn't have to die. When we say the issue of purpose, it doesn't mean that if you are going to be a pastor, you must marry somebody who is going to be a pastor. The person may be a business person who will not stop your ministry. Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. Okay? Then there is the issue of attraction. The fact that when you see this person, it does not look like God's punishment. Are you following what I'm saying here? It doesn't look like God is trying to teach you that this world is not your own. You are just passing by. Now, you people want to smile, but you want to laugh, but you are not honest enough to laugh. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I've seen people on their wedding day, they say, you may kiss the bride. Oh, glory! Now, lie. When the locked door, something will happen. And it won't fall down then. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. So we ask on those three levels. When you see this person, do you like what you see? There's an aspect of marriage that is carnal. You have a son. That son didn't come to praying in tongues. Okay. You are just looking at me in a strange way. I've prayed that God should help me so that I will not. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You are the only one who is free amongst them. But this one's brutality. But do you understand what I'm saying here? There's an aspect like that. Listen, all right? Because there's a reason why I'm giving you that illustration. God is never going to bring you into something you are not originally designed for. Listen, because that may look like I'm contradicting my statement that I said yesterday. If, for instance, or at all, he wants to bring you into something that somebody fails to do, the first thing he does is to equip you ahead of it. So you will always notice that your ministry is something you were originally designed to do. Hence, the reason why you find fulfillment and joy doing it. Nothing else can give that fulfillment that staying in the center of God's will gives. Are you following what I'm teaching here? I said, are you following what I'm teaching here? All right? Nothing else can bring what? That fulfillment. Let me give you another instance. For instance, if you marry the person you love, you will discover that you will go through challenges without even knowing you have gone through challenges. Because you are busy in love. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The reason why people say ministry is this and... See, I understand there is that phase. I'm going to get there. But if God has won your heart towards it, you will not even know when dryness comes. Okay? Because this is what you were originally designed for. And let me say this word to you. If you know you are truly called, stay with it. It doesn't matter the problem. It doesn't matter the pressure. Like people who go abroad, they will take videos during winter and say, for those of you who want to come to Canada, so you see what we are going through. But they are still there. They won't come back to Jebu. They are there. Okay? They will not take those videos when they are in McDonald's and when they are doing all those things. No. Well, inside course, say, this is the UK you want to come to, so we wish you well. So in the same manner, people can go about saying what pastors go through. It's okay. Everybody go through what they go through. Your calling qualify you for your experience. Is that okay now? That should not in any way affect your heart. There are people whose mind is now bad towards marriage. Not because they've been married before, but because of the experience of others. Even if those others are foolish people. And they are not foolish. Are you seeing that now? And there are children, now adults, who have condemned it in their heart that they can never marry a pastor. Because they are pastor's children. A pastor wouldn't really succeed at it. Maybe they saw the man went through betrayals, went through all those things. But at this level, you are learning a lot about ministry structure, management, and things that if they had learned that early, they would not have gone through their troubles. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, if you truly know, God has brought the witness in your heart, He has spoken to you in revelation, there is now what is called full persuasion, that this is my design. Sometimes, in knowing that, some people may be at a point, maybe the magnitude of what God is saying you should do may warrant that you can do external jobs alongside with it. It's okay. It's not a crime. Apostle Aramel was still working in oil firm till maybe about 5 years ago. Are you following what I'm saying here? And some, it may be something that requires that you leave what you are doing and face it. But you must never assume any posture. I'm laying foundation. I'm going to go into my teaching. Is that okay now? You must, any posture, anything God is not calling for that you go into, you will sponsor yourself in it. But when God calls for it, He will help you. Are you following what I'm saying here? When God calls for it, He will what? He will help you, He will fight for you, and He will defend you. Entrenched in the calling is a whole economy of God's protection. One of the names we call God is Oromonishe Fayati. When He sends His own, He backs them up. So you must understand that those that God calls, He also glorifies. The calling is not a dealing. I know that there are aspects of these things, but I beg you in the name of God. Okay? Understand that God is not foolish to call you and destroy your life. When He calls you, He enhances you. God doesn't use people towards depreciation. They get better as He uses them. A man under God's leadership is like wine. The older, the better. I was looking at Daddy Kumuyi's video this morning at 80 plus. Okay? It looks like they are just starting. That's the way God uses His own. Particularly when you cooperate with Him. Many things can happen if God is saying, take this posture. And said, I want you to go fully with me. This is it. This is that. Make sure you check it. Spend long time in prayer. Okay? I love what Lawrence said, that the purpose of long prayer is not so that God can hear us, but so that we can hear Him. In fact, I'm afraid of a calling a man enters without a track record of long prayer on the matter. Long prayer, you pray to the point that you begin to separate the flesh from assumption. You begin to separate the voice of your body or the voice of your soul from the voice of God. You can also begin to separate the voice of experience or the voice of the past from the voice of God. All these things are languages that can speak to your heart. It can be, let me tell you something. It can be that maybe as a child, you look at a minister one day and just, God, this will be me one day. And as you grow older, all right, you may perceive a calling in that area of your desire. But praying long will show you the trick of the devil. Then you will be able to escape and stay in the will of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Praying long will show you what the trick of the devil. Then you'll be able to what? You will escape. You will escape. If you are not praying long, you're going to be a victim of many things. And one of such is that you will do what you are not designed to do. And your life won't be better. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? So now, get this foundation right. Whether you are a lead pastor or an associate, nothing is more prestigious. The prestige is being in the will of God. Simple. Whether you are a lead pastor or an associate, whether you run church ministry or you run paraministry, nothing is more prestigious. The prestige is to be in what? The will of God. If the will of God is to go and raise ladies and all that, if you stay there, God is going to meet you there. If the will of God is to go and cater for children, okay, I have Tolu Impact there. He loves children with his fiancé. I was watching them on Sunday. Okay, that's a passion. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you put me in children class, I will sleep off. I love them, but once I'm done 5 minutes, so guys, be fine. Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. Some people are called to secondary school students. Our problem really starts from the day we start comparing ourselves. And see, there are mistakes that have been made in the body of Christ. Some people speak about their calling in a way that is all that exists, forgetting that God is doing many things at the same time. And when some unsuspecting young ministers hear it, they say this must be it. Okay? Because, sir, the reason why people are proud in ministry is because they are afraid. Can I say that statement again? The reason why people are proud is because they are what? Afraid. It is fear. Fear of, if I don't promote myself, the generation can move on without me. Fear of, if we don't show we are there, soon nobody will know we exist. No, sir. If you stay in the will of God with the grace and the power of God upon your life, people will look for you. There's a place of knowing how to position yourself rightly, but not in fear. Because it will become pride. Fear is the root of pride. That's where it comes from. Are you following what I'm saying here? So understand uniquely what God wants to do with you and be contented. Be contented. Don't envy another person. Okay? You may be in the same generation with a person, but your experiences is not following the same timeline. Own your own journey and sit with it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Own your own journey and what? Sit with it. Oh, God has blessed this, my friends. They are doing the, oh, thank God. Don't jump out of your timeline. Okay? Now, when a ministry is just starting, or at certain place, or at certain point in ministry, it's actually a general reality. And let's say somebody is running a business. Okay? Within the space of the first 3 years, every business at some point hit what is called a brick wall. That is, you just get to a point that it looks like everything has stopped growing. I don't know what to do from here. Maybe God has given us a ministry and you are running the ministry. Let's say you move from WhatsApp to on-site. Okay? And you just notice that you've been doing it 10 people, 11, 12. And maybe you get to 15 and discover at certain point that it looks like you don't know what to do to go beyond that number. If you check your attendance record, plus minus, it's still around 15, 16 or less. It doesn't go. So what that means is that you have hit a brick wall. Inertia is actually the state of inactivity, where it looks like nothing is moving, where it looks like nothing is going up, where it looks like nothing is working. It happens to every ministry. It happens to every organization. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he said for 10 years, he pastored 10 people. Was it 10 or 5? For 10 years. The ministry didn't move beyond that number. Are you following what I'm saying here? How many of you have seen people run business that in the first year, it looks like it was going well. But after a particular time, it looks like they didn't know what to do for it to scale. Then it starts dropping. Then at some point, it dies. It is actually a reality also in ministry. It happens. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? Some of you, you are that face now. That thing God put in your hands has been dwindling and dwindling. You are wondering, I wish there's somebody that can tell me who has been in this situation before that can show how to pass this. How do I go about this? How many of you have been there before? Some of you, I've seen some of you complain and say, something is wrong with me. I might need deliverance because when I start business, it doesn't work. After a while, it stops. No, you don't need deliverance. You need knowledge. Okay? It's called a brick wall. And the reason why that happens is that sometimes what it takes to start is not what it takes to advance it. Do you want to write these things down? Uh-huh. Sometimes the level of wisdom it takes to start is not what it takes to advance it. You actually need much more, okay, than just starting. You need what? Much more than just what? Starting. I'm going to show you a few things. And I hope that this will help you in a very serious way. Now, the issue most times with that state of inactivity is not even that things are not moving. The issue is that things are not moving in your life, but there are many people that you can see that things are moving in their life. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And the question comes, have I failed God? These are the issues. Have I failed God? Am I not aligned? What mistake am I making? Has God changed me? You see, the kind of question that begins to come up in your heart is a reflection of your theology. I will need to now break that down. When the things that used to move stop moving, when the things that used to go well or that you expected to go well did not go well, the question you begin to have is a reflection of who you have believed that God is. So when you now say, has God changed me? It means there's a belief that once you are not doing well, God throws you away. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When you believe, when you are saying that, has somebody else started my assignment? It means there's a belief. Somehow you have listened to a preacher, somebody who was able to convince you with doctrine and presented God like one who is waiting. See, let me say this to you. God will do everything in his power to make sure he carries you along. That is the God we serve. And I want to beg you, anything you conclude God has that is not love will do you a great disadvantage. Are you following what I'm saying here? So it is not your perfection that is the secret. It is his perfection. God is not a user. He's not a user. Put your right hand on your chest and say, the God I serve is love. Okay, let's take it a step further. Say, he's my father. Say it again. He's not trying to use and dump me. God doesn't use and dump. Are you following what I'm saying here? So in those days when everything looked like a standstill, sometimes a ministry can even be, in fact, it doesn't matter how much every ministry tries. Most times, every ministry hit that big wall really strongly after 25 years. That might be maybe 12, since we are speaking to young people, let me not go there. But in the first 1, 2, 3 years, you will have to scale through big walls. You will have to scale through. And usually, when you are in that season, one of the things that will happen is that you will observe, and that's where it gets painful, that the people are not giving you the honor that should be accorded to you based on your labor. And one of the signs of that season is that the result you are seeing is not a reflection of your labor. You are laboring more than the result. But we are in a generation where people honor people for result, not for labor. And if a minister of God is not careful in that season, he's going to get into bitterness. And that's why, check, most people lose the highest number of people in their ministry in the first 3 years. I'm talking about in terms of proportion now. First 3 years. Man of God is hot, people are hot. Some people are looking at you and saying that, physician, heal yourself. Are you following what I'm saying here? And they are looking at you and say, if you think you know it, why have you asked your own life not changed? Sometimes you just look around and it looks like God has called every other person except you. Why is there no witness to this? Why is there no testimony to this? Why? Do you understand what I'm saying? So how do you overcome that phase where nothing seems to be happening? How do you overcome that phase where no results seem to be coming for your labor? And meanwhile, don't be in a hurry to jump out of that season that nothing seems to be moving. And there's a reason why I'm saying this. If you will look closely, you will discover that one of the things that season is designed to bring to you is to forge character in you so that you can survive what is coming. Increase is powerful. Greatness is very powerful, but it can be destructive in the hands of a man who has not been forged from the crucibles of process. Okay? If something happens and the whole world now start listening, imagine when you are speaking and your average service, you have 1 million people online live streaming. It's a dangerous level. At that level, the man must have been taught on what to say and what not to say. Because everything you say almost becomes a law. Yesterday night, I was sharing this morning, all right, okay, with our morning devotion in Abuja. I just, after the service, I saw that the Kumuyi was trending on Twitter. What's going on? Twitter. When you see that you trend, you want to check what's going on. Okay. So I went to check. They said he said this, that God is going to use the president to change the country. So I went to look for the video and I saw what he said. It was not the way they were putting it. But now they will drag him. Even those that are great grandchildren will drag. Don't mind all those pastors. If I once said that I have told you guys before that this guy has paid all the pastors, he said Kumuyi has delivered his quota. What I'm saying is that if increase comes without character, there are jokes you will make that will become a law. It will destroy lives. When you teach in your small gathering, if you make mistakes, you can correct it there. But if already you're already on Dove TV, the service is live streamed direct. It's a difficult one. The man that will have access to such must have been a man that have been prepared for it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Prepared for it. Okay? So God takes his time to allow us prepare. But what the devil wants to do is to convince you that this thing you call preparation is actually wickedness. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you say, nobody's moving, we want to do meeting, nobody's giving. But have you observed that every time you plan to do that meeting, you ended up doing it? And even when you can't trace who gave, but God showed up. Are you following what I'm saying here? He showed up. So he wants to do that. So you can have a testimony of him as the one who doesn't leave his own. And then so that by the time he raises your hand, you will understand what people are going through also. You will not speak as an island. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. When our ministry started, when we see, now we can do school of ministry and say that before you have any program, you must have your money on ground. Thank God for that statement. But that was not the way we started. Okay? Maybe you have a budget for a meeting, let's say 50,000. You rent all. Eden, how much was Eden? 4,000 per hour. 2 hours, 8 hours. The person you are bringing down, 15,000 on the area. Do you understand what I'm saying? 15K. Then you buy fuel, so and so and so. Awa kamo, speaker. They give you everything. They come and make some stuff. 10K. Overall budget, 50,000 is gone. But that 50,000, you would think a rapture of money has taken place. That 50K. Do you know what it means to be at a level where the ministry is broke, the pastor is broke, the people are broke? It looks like if God should pack all of us now and squeeze us, this thing is not coming. In fact, one time it got so bad that when we have meeting, people will go and start calling their parents. Mommy, we're having a meeting now, and see, you need to send. At some point, some parents start withdrawing their children. Every church will know. No. Don't feel bad. It's a process. It's a stage. And the Bible said God makes all things beautiful. Chai. Beauty is coming. Chai. Yes. Say it again. Beauty is coming. I mean, I did not even make any attempts to announce this meeting online or post on. I just want very few people who say this is a campus-wide meeting. Campus-wide. It's a campus-wide Holy Ghost apostolic invasion movement. You put everything. One time, one of my boys said he's going to do a campus-wide teaching. I said, fantastic. Me, that I have some experience. I was looking at the way he was doing the meeting. It will just be, I said, do you have a team? He said, no, we are working on it. We are working on it. It will just be in the room. I can't. Oh, yes. I will sit down there. Matter. Oh, yes, I will sit down there. So he went to go and do one flyer like that. You can do that flyer for like 3-5. Put it in front of SUB. And I say, see, people are passing. I say, are they seeing? Say they are seeing the flyer. I say, oh, yes. That flyer that look like they say this is the way to New Buka. That's the size. So on the day of the meeting, what is suit? Say, sir, I'm going ASAP. Say a word of prayer. Say, oh yes. Father, go with him. Strengthen him. Encourage him. That was the kind of prayer I was praying. Like, use bandage and something. Encourage your son. He will never be down. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. So after the meeting, I saw the way he adjusted himself and came in. I said, how was the meeting? Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. That's where we work. Fantastic. Oh, yes. So I saw the way he walked. He didn't want me to ask any other question. So I said, wait now. How many people came? He said, actually, it was just I. I say, you alone and I Say, wow. Say, how was your preaching? Say, it was fantastic. Who did you preach to? The boy that I said, follow him, go and snap picture. There was nobody to snap. So that was the boy that was hearing the sermon. One time I pastored in a Redeemed church. Very, very interesting church. Midweek service, nobody will come. And as you are preaching, because in that environment, we have more goats than people. Literal goats now, not human goats. Literal goats. They are the landlord of that place. When you are driving, you have to pause and on for the pregnant goat to now get up and move out of the way. Oh, yes. As I'm preaching like this, I alone and I, the goat will enter. Shang, meh, meh, ah. I look at them. I feel like stoning the goats and pursue it to eternity. Don't look at it and say, is it that you anointed me with red oil or what? Well, that's the process. That's the process. Say loud and clear, God makes all things beautiful in its time. Say it again, God makes all things beautiful in its time. Say it again, God makes all things beautiful in its time. Oh yes, everything has their time. I can show you a few lessons you can learn where nothing seems to be moving in ministry. Can I show you a few lessons? Number one, the faithfulness of God. You will learn about the faithfulness of God. That faithful is he who has promised. He is ever faithful. He doesn't leave his own. He doesn't forsake his own. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's the first lesson. Okay? It looks like, we're having this meeting. Shame is about to come now. What do we do? You see God show up. He's showing you, I'm faithful. When I give a word, I stand by it. Sometimes, when our ministry started, I'll go for the meeting. Maybe I didn't have transport fare to go back. Okay? And I will enter. God said, don't talk to anybody about transport. Just go. Don't talk to anybody. I will enter the bus and say, Makate Roku Shende Roku. Hey, wala is going to happen today. What's going to happen now? Oh, yes. And as the bus is about to move, somebody will just come and say, hey, pastor, sorry, sir. God laid something in my heart. And it's always ladies that are always doing that. I've never seen a boy come to my rescue. Not once, boys. They will never pick it. Let's give the Lord a big hand for the ladies. If there are no women in ministry, many pastors will die young. Oh, yes. Was it Peter that was cooking for Jesus? Was matter? It was matter. Can Peter cook? If some of these boys should cook, they will finish your life. If they cook for you once, you will have diarrhea for a week. I'm telling you. It's always ladies. Come up. Hey, pastor, please, go lay my heart to give you something. I was just contemplating. You were contemplating what? Mua. And I hold the person's hand. Don't do that again next time. When God speaks, you move. So you can be rewarded. God bless you. I say, Olua, I say to you. Sir, it is season. Okay, before coming for this trip, I packed out 12 suits. So I said, I'm done with them. So, and I thought, me, go and check the inauguration meeting of this ministry. That suit I wore, let me tell you how this suit came. I went to go and do best man for my cousin. Okay? So, I saw a suit on his hanger. I said, how far was this suit? So he said, he's done. He said in Yoruba, Moti lo wo esi lara. I said, oku. He's still remaining. So I carried the suit. Ile ma lo. The suit was so good. That was what I wore for the, you remember that suit? Inauguration. Because when I was done, I gave you. Then you two, you were done. You gave somebody else. I had to beg that person. It's okay. three generations. All right. But sir, it is season. Tell your neighbor, joy, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Say it again, weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. It is season. Okay? It is season. Now everybody wants to even sow a seed of suit. Apostle, we got this suit. It's a season. There are times there is a season that God will not allow visibility come on you so that your character can be built. That's a sign that he loves you more than the work. He wants you to last. Are you following what I'm saying here? He wants you to last. I'm still going to go into practical ways to overcome. So I said in the season of, where things not seem not to be moving, there are lessons to learn. Number one is what? The faithfulness of God. Number two is that you will have to learn how to abase. You need to know how to abase before you know how to abound. It is those who have disciplined themselves in the days of abasing that will abound well. Are you following what I'm saying here? The days that you want to eat, okay? There's rice. Let me just go into all those things. But how many of you know what I'm talking about? Okay, I think you guys were born posh. Do you know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Even if you were born posh, there's a way ministry will take you back and say, "Wa koile, come and learn it." True or not true? I'm telling you. Sir. Listen. The day the vision of Sphere of Light Church came, I've shared this before. I was in Ghana. It was a season that there was no food. There was no famine. I'm the one that didn't have money. There was no food. And it's gone for days. So it just occurred to me that instead of wasting opportunity, let me convert it to dry fasting. So, since food is not coming, so I converted it to what? Dry fasting. And I was waiting upon the Lord. The moment I converted it to dry fasting, somebody would just come and say, "I just bought this bread." Where were you in the days I didn't converse with drivers? But it was in that season God spoke. And then God said that you are going to go back to Nigeria and raise me end time armies. You are going to go back. That's where I headed. When I was praying that, "God, what do you want to use me for?" And I was seeing vision. One of the visions I saw was that I got to a street and people came out with crocodile head, snake head, lion head, buffalo head. And I was saying, "Get out, get out." And so it looks like God was calling me for deliverance ministry. And that's why I said that sometimes visions can be deceptive. But what he says to you in the place of prayer, hold it. Are you following what I'm saying here? You need the knowledge of how to abase. Wilderness may not be pleasant, but it is the wisdom for me that helps you survive the promised land. Are you following what I'm saying here? You need that. Number three things, that you need to understand that will happen in the days that things are small is that God will help you identify your men. They will believe in you from the start. And they will grow with you. Let me say this to you. Of course, like I've said, I is not lonely at the top, right? Uh-huh. I know you have completed it. You like the other part. But listen, it can be boring at the top. When you can no longer separate those who love you for what you are from those who love you for who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So God will help you identify your core team. Those who are called to you. Those who are called to you. Those who are willing to go through it with you. Those who are willing to emerge with you. Okay? And one of the things that will happen is that as the ministry is growing, they are also growing. As the ministry is growing, they are also what? They're growing. It's one of the things that happens in that phase. So don't be in a hurry. It's a very juicy phase. Don't miss the buffet. One time we went for a meeting, and it was a buffet setting. So I took the things I could eat, but I didn't really like them. I wish there were better options. But I just, okay, since this is the option, but as I was eating, I saw somebody eating. Where did you get this one? They said there. So I now discovered that I only look at one table. There were about four other tables. Some of you, the only table you are looking at is that things are bad. But there are four others. There are four others. That many things are there. Many things that you need because the journey is far. Oh yes. Many things that you need because the journey is far. And you should not miss it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Don't miss it for anything. Don't miss it for anything. The devil will try to intimidate. That's one of the things he uses when the work is this small. Intimidation. In form of harassment. You want to harass your mind. Say you are not going anywhere. Look at what he was telling Jesus. More like he was telling you, if you don't turn this stone to bread, you will die of hunger. Try to harass you. Trying to make you feel that you are going to be worthless or you are not going to be anything important. But no. Another very important thing that you must learn, or that is part of the package in this that things are small, is prayer. That's where you lay the foundation of a formidable prayer structure, both for your life and the ministry. Oh yes. Are you seeing that when David was in the cave of Adullam, he was not sleeping with people's wives? He was rather praying, God, bring me out of this. If you can bring me out alive, if you can do this and all that. But the moment he came to his palace, he started seeing fine girls. Don't be too far from the cave God used to process you. Don't be too far from it. Okay? Don't be too far from it. From the cave. Because you need, see, the nature of man is so bad that you need to be consistently reminded of where God picked you from. And you must set a structure to remind yourself. You must set a structure to remind, don't be far from it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't be far from it. Oh yes. If, for instance, let's say, some 6 years ago, if I decide and say that I want to go and sit down at Membo on OU campus, I want to study, then I want to pray. People will just be passing and them doing their stuff. Everybody's busy. But if I say I want to go now and go and study, as I enter that place now, come and pray for me. Come and pray. Oh yes, when I got to Abuja and I felt, okay, thank God I've been able to escape this thing. One time I was signing out at the gym, so I said to the person, I'm not going to be around for a while. Yeah. The girl now said to me, she said, Apostle, when are you going to take me on one of your trips? What are you talking about? She said, when are you going to say, yeah, I saw that you are going to go to UK. Hey! Oh. I've marked you. Oh, yes. Somebody will come and meet me and just say, yeah, thank you. You are a blessing to me. You are a blessing to me. I was at the gym yesterday at what was it called? Akubo. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Some people just came. I said, Apostle Lazarus. Take a picture. Wow. So good to see you, sir. You are a blessing. I said, allow me. I'm not coming here again. But in the days that you are free, can go anywhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, yes. Go anywhere. Maximize it. It's just like people who are single who are trying to rush into marriage. Oh, Don't rush. You can never have this season again for life. Oh, yes. One time my wife was going to go and minister in Benin. So he said that, can you do me a favor, babe? I said, anything for you. He said, I want Abigail to come and sleep in your room. Okay. The funny thing about that arrangement is that is the way she sleeps. She does it. Daddy is there. She likes to put the leg on his face. I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, I miss those days in Ife. I miss those days. Eh? Where can you fellowship at yourself? All right, but it's a blessing. Are you following what I'm saying there? I can't just decide now and say, I'm running to Ethiopia. Just go and do some 3 months. I can't. My wife will say, for instance, now we're not going to live stream, but one message, say we're going to live stream. But thank God I'm married to a good woman. Now imagine you now married early, you now married the wrong person. Trouble. There are people who can no longer become what they should be because marriage will determine a lot. And it is those wicked spouses that live long. In your 20s, you are saying, oh man, they crazy. I'm not praying that if you die, but God, you can help us. 30, 40, 50, 60. I say, TC, you just take me the way I am. That, God likes you. That's what God. 80. 90, 100, 110. Say, you have me, I'm here. Hey. Enjoy it. Okay? Enjoy it, sir. I'm not trying to tell you not to grow, but I'm telling you, don't groan through your process. Grow through it. And while you are going through it, give God praise. See Him in everything. Appreciate Him. Appreciate the opportunity He has given to you to be called to His vineyard. Are you following what I'm saying here? Appreciate the opportunity. Don't mourn it. Mm-mm. Don't despise it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't what? Don't despise it. Don't hate God for it. Sir, God is good. He's good. Let me leave that arrangement for a while. When the ministry is hitting a brick wall, how can we get out? How can we, go and check. Okay. You just observe that you've not been able to break between this attendance record. Maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 200. There's something it will take to break into your first 50. There's something it will take to break into your first 70. There's something it will take to break into your first 100. All right? Then after that, your first 250. Then your first 300, your first 500, your first 1,000, your first 2,000. Usually when people break their first 1,000, they must have mastered certain principles. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, let me share this with you. Recently, or before I share that, okay, let me share this. I was following a meeting. And you see, listen to what I want to share with you. And in that meeting, there was a young minister was there. All right. And a question was asked to the young minister that how are you able to capture your own generation through media and all that? And I was observing to learn his response. But I love his response. He said, number one, is prayer. It's not just about branding and packaging. There has to be a force that compels the will of men. It's prayer. So I love his response. But now this is what I want to pick out. What I learned from that question was that everybody have concluded that only young people can capture the social media savvy generation. But where I was seated, I was asking, what does Pastor Boju know that others did not learn? Because I was still watching him on Sunday evening when they had a concert in church. You can see. See, listen to what I'm saying. The ministry will take your form. If you are not flexible, the work can never grow. You may start rigid, but you can never grow rigid. I lie. Meanwhile, there are people who are in their 20s or early 30s who are doing ministry like they are in their 80s. Like in your 80s. You have to reinvent yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? You have to put pressure on yourself to always evolve into a better version. Flexibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. If you see me some 7 years ago, I'm not the kind of person that would dress like this. Ah, Jason Budo, bye bye. In fact, one of my boys one time said that his own consecration is that he must never wear jeans. Consecration on your own here. What kind of demonic consecration is that? One of my spiritual daughters is with us in Abuja. Okay? The fight we fought for her to wear trouser, it was war. See, you are in media department. If you want to go and take picture on the altar, everything will be showing. It's for the sake of, I'm praying. And finally she saw the light that actually you are not going to hell. Many people are victim of the doctrine they enter when they were born again. And some of you have not been cured till now. Somehow, somewhere in your mind, you shall still believe, even though we are greeting each other and say, hello, sir, hello, bro, hello, sis, that those people who look the way they look are going to go to hell. We still need to do a lot of work with our soteriology. A lot of work. A lot of work teaching. Been praying that prayer that God will raise teachers for the body of Christ. Those who are patient with scriptures. Because if your hearing is what will take you to hell, what did Christ die for? If your trouser as a lady is what will take you to hell, then why did Jesus come? It's a wasted death. Listen to what I'm saying. The way you appear is the generation you will attract. Listen, let me break it down because I want to be sure I'm teaching. I want to be sure I'm not confusing anyone. Let me break what I'm saying down. Let me ask this question before I teach so I can, maybe you don't need what I'm saying. How many of you have ever felt that you are not attracting the kind of people you want to attract in ministry before? Be honest. Be honest. Let me see your answer. Is there any, I felt like that. Raise the hand. Raise it very well. Okay. Pastor Marwa, please come. Come on, let me ask you a question. My sister in green, please come. How are you doing? Come and help me. Let them share their thoughts. Alright, as touching that. Is there any microphone here? Okay, let me hear your thoughts. So you can know from the experience of those in ministry. Yes, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Papa.
Yeah.
Alright, there are kind of people that I believe that God has sent us to.
Yeah.
Which are leaders in different sectors.
Yes.
Politics inclusive.
Yeah.
Or people that are in the academics.
Yeah.
Inclusive. But at this level of our ministry, we've not been able to attract so much of them.
Does it give you concern?
Yes, a lot of concern. I work in the academic space and we have scholars, PhD holders and masters. And we've not been able to attract them at this level.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of concern and challenge.
Yeah.
Challenges. Yes.
Okay. I love that. But don't go yet. Please let me give her the mic. Let's hear from her also.
Thank you, sir. Actually, yes. I'm a student.
Okay.
And I attend MFM.
Okay. Yeah.
And one thing the reason why I'm dressed like this is because whenever I'm at home, I'm always myself. Okay. I'm an executive.
Okay.
And there are doctrines that we actually follow. And
okay, you could not dress like this on a normal day.
No, I don't.
Okay.
And the reason is, it got to a time I was like, I don't want to do these things because I don't know the art of the people that are following me. Basically because of the church I attend, and they are mostly the people that follows me. Why? Because that is where I'm limited to. But it got to a time, and when I started putting in some things, trying to put, according to what I've been brought up with, these things are wrong, these things are bad, this is this, this is that, and that has been my mentality. But when the light came, I feel like I should be myself, irrespective of what people think or what they feel about me. And when I noticed that when I started doing these things, I attract different kind of people with different mindset entirely. There are some people that did not want to get close because of their belief about this is who I am before, and this is who I am now.
Wow. So some people feel you are backslided.
Yes. There are some pictures I don't post.
Ha.
Yes.
So, like the way you are looking now, they believe it's a backslidden state.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I can't do this in campus. I don't. I use my natural hair or I use wool.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. Let's give her a big hand, please. Is there any other person that wants to share an experience? Oh, come now. Come share an experience with us. Pastor Mawa, please sit down. Sit down where I can see you. Oyin, please come. Let me give her a big hand, please. Yeah. You know my question, right?
Yes.
Yes. Experience around that area. Knowing fully well that there are people you should attract, but you are not attracting that generation. And what's your experience around that? Have you been able to overcome it? Or what are you doing in process if you are still overcoming it?
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. I believe that there are three generations of people that I'm sent to. The first generation are the older generation. And I've been able to break into that space by reaching out to the old people, and they are coming in mass. They don't even care whether it's a young lady that is.
How were you able to break into that space?
Because I have elderly people around me, my grandmother, then my mom, my dad, to understand they are a little bit old. So I understand their mind. I know that old people want you to.
I want us to note that understanding the mind of the people you want to reach.
That
okay?
Old people want you to stay with them, play with them.
Yeah.
Respect them and all that. So when we go out for house-to-house evangelism, we don't first of all tell them about the program. We sit with them, we play with them.
The old shall dream, right?
Yes, sir. We sit with them, we play with them. Then we now invite them to the program. And it's surprising that the people that they cannot even leave their house in the first place, they come down.
Yeah.
So like 100 people, they will come, old people. So the second generation of people that I know that I'm sent to, they are my colleagues. And to some extent, we are able to attract them. People that are married, even when I'm not even married, people that are married, they are in the ministries and all that. But the challenge I'm having is the people that are lower. I discovered that my person, it's not now that I'm learning, I cannot easily overlook mistake. So I discovered that when somebody do something wrong, I am pissed off. And I discovered that people that are lower, they make a lot of mistakes. So the perfectionism aspect is hindering people that are very lower to my understanding coming closer. So I begin to delve into it that, okay, what can I do? Because I look at the ministry, I discovered that there's only a few young people that are there. Most of them are my colleagues. Most of them are older. I said, okay, what will I do? I have to tolerate. So now I'm learning tolerance, serious ones. So now I'm beginning to see 2-3 people, 4 people that are younger.
Wow. That's some honesty right there. Let's give her a big hand. The way ministry works, any generation or any class of people whose language you are not speaking, you cannot attract. It's very simple. So who is from a native place that you understand your language very well? Ondo, I know Ondo is a bit, Who speaks Ondo here? Let me see. You understand the language? Okay. Oh, you still come. You are from Isen. That's the backyard of the world. Come. Okay. Tell him something in Ondo. Give her mic. Give him an instruction. Tell him to do something. All right. I'm starting this meeting in Ondo.
Pastor Joseph, Oya and Losen Yimbe, na la Muni Yimbe.
It will still yield that. Go into the conk one. Do you know the conk one? Go into the conk one. Anything you want to tell him, but make it conk. Somebody is trying to say, Who wants to help with something? Yeah, give him something. You look like you give him something.
Egin Kawa. Sorry. Egin. He didn't really know I was calling him. Egin is brother.
I was lost. Okay, now listen, this is the way it works. You can't respond to what you don't understand. Every generation and every class of people have their psychology and their orientation. It is those who speak it that have their attention. The issue is not timing. The issue is the language you speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Again, right? Give him another one. Don't demonstrate. Don't use your hand to demonstrate.
Instruction.
Where that one came from? Yeah, instruction. Who is from another dangerous place here? Okay, my sister, come. Come and give him something really dangerous. Something that can make him doubt ministry.
Pastor Joseph, you haven't been alag bala. Come.
Huh? Do you want to come again?
Pastor Joseph, you haven't been alag bala.
Go and bring what?
No water. I said go and bring something from the backyard.
From the backyard. That's a dangerous one. Where are you from? Do you have a state? Where are you from? Eh? Elisha. Can you say that? Can you say? Give Father Abraham. It's from Edo. Deal with him. No, just give him.
Onigbe.
Huh?
It's Onigbe.
Yeah. Respond. Onigbe. Huh? What was your response?
Brumbori Kelpoju.
That's what you do when you send arrow back to the sender. Okay. What's the meaning of what you said? How is your body? Onigbe. Yeah. Sir, this is just the practical way it works. If you buy an appliance and the instruction written on it is written in Chinese, the chances are very high you may not get the use until somebody who knows it comes to explain. They have explained, but they have not communicated to you. Being clear and communicating are two different things. You can be clear in your language, but it is still not a communication to the person you want to attract. So ministries and ministers should not just be clear, communicate. Listen to what I'm saying. Ministry demands a great deal of flexibility. And that's why I say sometimes what it takes to start is not what it takes to advance it. Are you following what I'm saying? So, please look up. Please look up. Hey, listen. On Sunday, I was following Covenant Christian Center. And I was saying to myself, I said, see, what people in my generation would rather do is to go and insult these guys. There was even a time, I think there was this song, Mofo Fire. See, be careful of religion. That spirit will destroy you if you embrace it. That's why I don't just follow people. You can speak at your level and later change. Let me say this to you. In the early days of our ministry, I observed that I have so much interest in media. I had so much interest. So I began to do media, teach media, and on media, do many things on media. But many of the people around me didn't get me. Sometimes I would be bashed. They would jab, ridicule. In fact, one time I gave up. And I said, this insult is too much. But later I went back. Are you following what I'm saying here? Later I went back. Alright? I can release a video. Maybe on TikTok. In fact, because I saw that I was not getting TikTok. What is it? So I now said, see, I need to be here. People are here. So I sat down. I observed the way the thing worked, the algorithm system, learned, and okay, I think now I'm good to go. Okay? Then I commenced. In fact, I saw that many of my videos were already on TikTok before me. Are you following what I'm saying here? Even platform I don't know exists, I have my videos there. So I saw the videos, and I look at the way the videos are doing, then people are waiting for me here. So I joined. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because if a generation is there, you need to be there to get them. The ministries you envy, it is not just prayer they are praying. They are flexible to a fault. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you freeze yourself as a young person, only those who are frozen will respond to you. As people begin, don't run a ministry that people will need to leave as they get enlightened. Don't run a ministry that people will need to leave as they get enlightened. They know they have to leave. Then don't run a ministry that those who need to succeed know they have to leave. Very, very important. To the Rome, I became a Romans. To the Jew, are you feel what I'm saying there? We must be flexible to pick forms. If people like Pastor here, Adeboye can be running MM Praise. And young people will be there. Redeem as one of the most vibrant young ministries in this country. And what young ministers will do is to insult it. And say the things we do to gather young people. What are you talking about? Was world leader. When this nation gets better, many watchmen will go to jail. You will share people's video and say, because this is my calling. Yamaje. Stop the nonsense and face your ministry. If you embrace criticism, you are going down. That's the way it works. Start going down. That's the way it works. And I mark those amongst you who support those things. I just watch. When I see those, I go and tell you who amongst my people. I don't trust such people. That's why I brought Nifemi here. So you can see where I stand. And many of you, be careful of how loud you are in the day you don't have many wisdom. Because as you get wiser, you want to change it. If you know you don't know enough, just say, this is how far I know. Shh, shh, shh. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are things I will say before I can't do. But now I can do. Alright? Before I have said that I can't organize worship concert. But now I'm thinking about one. For Ibadan. I'm thinking about one. Because there is, listen to what I'm saying. At this phase, there is something I need to break into. And I found out as I was praying. That those who break into it have a worship meeting to God. I'm not going to go further in that. Go and check what I'm telling you. Dunamis is taking over Abuja. Owego said dunamis hovers over the city like an eagle over the egg. That's the way he overs the city. How do you have 100,000 capacity and you are doing overflow? What's that? People are trying to get 70 people. And I found out at the beginning of the year, so-and-so prays. Middle of the year, so-and-so prays. Towards the end of the year, so-and-so prays. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, they will not be few. I will glorify them, they will not be small. Go and check. No ministry breaks that attendance yoke without powerful praise. From winners to redeemed to Christ's embassy. Go and check what I'm telling you. Just sit down. I say, listen to what I'm saying. No ministry, say, about MFM, they don't use drum. No ministry invests in music like Christ Embassy and MFM. Dangerous investment. MFM. Dangerous investment. In music. They know music. Danu. You just sit down there. Listen to what I'm saying. It is difficult to do what Dr. Dike Olukoya is doing. That man is a dangerous man. I love him. Many people don't even... Do you know that man attracts the youth effortlessly? He can speak their language. You will laugh and laugh. You will cannot know. Once you are preaching, everywhere is boring. You say, I'm not attracting. Stone cold. Go and listen to Dr. Koya on relationship and marriage. You say the Panadol husband. Jesus Christ. They could use other names for those illustrations, but for the sake of the generation. I said you must master how to speak the language. You must. Even when Dr. Olukoya is sharing stories, it is so sweet, so interesting, so you just enjoy it and enjoy it. I don't know if you have heard these stories. Very, very sweet. The way he talks, he even talks like a comedian. He will laugh and laugh. He say, I can see a dog running out of somebody's car. They say, would that be dancing, right? No man. Go and check Christ's embassy. They get these things right. One time, Pastor Aaron called me. I said, Apostle, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great. He said, why did you stop posting videos? I said, it's not really easy. Too many walks. He said, no. He said, let me tell you something. He said, God told me, that's Enow, to go and check the ministries whose messages are available online in much quantity. He listed five. Then God said, go and check which ministries are the biggest ministries in Nigeria. He saw that it was the five he listed. There is something about the availability of your materials and your size. It is those who know you that know you are a champion. It is not like you are not deep. It is that you have carried a candle under a bushel. Create structure for visibility. And you begin to learn that when you cross from audio to visuals. Basic. Now, let me give you an instance. Okay. TJ, can you project on the screen some of the videos that we did with phone in the studio in Abuja? You know some of them, right? Yeah, you have them there. Now, many people don't know. See, people have reached out to me, so your media guys are so excellent. And oh, yes, they are under pressure. Intense pressure. You must deliver. By watching me, as if you have must deliver pressure. As I came for this meeting now, I promised them that as I'm coming back, I would have bought a camera for you. Say, don't worry. I'm going to Lagos, that camera, so-and-so. I say, yes. Say, I'm going to buy it. They say the one we are using is poor. Say, cameraman badger. I didn't know. Okay? But, yes. There's so much pressure. But these things are not as difficult as you are taking them. You just need know-how. Some of you will do video. Should I? I'm speaking to you now. Let me enter you small. No, I should. You don't even need to give me permission. Rule number one, to speak the language of the youth. Stop having your official pictures with native. Are you Abijah? Or Dagoro? You are a young pastor. You are the one that when they want to share your flyer, is native. Ankara. You are not MC Oluomo. But that's the way you know how to do ministry. Etuwo Filasi. As if you are going for a burial ceremony. What happened to a suit? What happened to a white shirt and tie? Should we go a bit into dressing? That you don't wear pattern tie on pattern shirt. Holy Ghost will not come from heaven to tell you that. I'm sorry if you already did that in this meeting. You are forgiven. The days of ignorance you will overlook. There are ways you dress, you look like a masquerade. Okay? And these people that you want to attract, they know that you don't know it. Are you following what I'm saying here? I too have certain issues with color combination. That's why you see I wear white shirt most of the time when I'm wearing suit. Sometimes I take picture and I send to one of my friends, a fashion police, he say, okay, don't wear this one. These are the ties I have. At least verify. Okay? You want to speak the language correctly. Do you understand? See, it doesn't cost much to look good. The problem is not God's faithfulness. It is you who is dragging God behind. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are the one who will design flyer for a very powerful meeting with Canva. Canva is good if you have those who can use it right. This is not Canva. Okay? And you can look at that picture was well taken. I'm tired of it now. They have to take a new one. Are you following what I'm saying? When I want to take official pictures for the year, I shut down that day. My photographer comes from Lagos. Okay? We take pictures of years for the year. Ministry deserves it. Listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to what I want to tell you now. Alright? There is the object of ministry, the calling, the message. But there is the costume of ministry, the packaging. Your accent, your use of words is part of the costume. You must get the boat right. Because there's a generation who does not care what is in the content, what is your content, until they see the container. For the sake of that generation, if you truly love them, then look good. Are you following? And let me tell you this. The way you dress also affects your ministry finance. Nobody will give you what they feel you have never held. Maybe what I'm saying is now canal. Before, this is nobody gives anybody anything because person is broke. They give you what they feel you are familiar with. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many ministers don't reinvent yourself. You are not in 1970. This is 2023. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Wake up. You are a young man. Wake up. Wake up. Stop doing it. Stop taking selfie like a bookie in your nose and face you snap. When they do Zoom meeting, you work on it. That's how you put face to the Zoom. We are even seeing inside your nose and your wind. We are seeing them. How now? When will they tell you? People say I should enter this matter. And I'm in. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I'm in. Sisters, they have every book but no makeup kit. Okay, it's bad now. Is it getting hot in here? I should reduce my mic. Do you understand what I'm saying here? No makeup kit. I saw a story online. I will bring it out. Of a brother, a sister that's dating a campus leader. I can't remember who shared that story. I think, because I don't know where people meet all those kind of dangerous people. They might buy down people. And Latimore. But it's not like where you meet them too. It is the way you too you are now. It is what you like. Who can help me find this story? Huh? Okay, Pastor Esther Money shared it. If she handled that guy, you know, Pastor Esther doesn't take nonsense. If she hold him, I'm a follow-up. That's one ministry that is largely underrated in the body of Christ. Some of you don't know that many ministers' marriages are standing because of the Okonkwos. Quiet walk. No noise. Okay, this is a video. Do you want to play this video? This video was taken with phone. I think I did this. Please.
Have you ever wondered the reason why?
Your own wallah service too much. Okay, I took this and... Yeah, you can stop it. Alright, there are other ones. Yeah, produced with phone. In fact, I just set the phone in front of me. They showed me the setting and did the recording myself. And then they go to edit it and all that. You see, catch up with the generation you are in. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Catch up with the generation, except you don't want to be a blessing to them. Catch up. The Esther I barbed, the day I first barbed this Esther, it was Yemi King's wedding. I wanted to hold that barber. Why? But as I look at the mirror, I saw it is fine. Sometimes religion has shaped many things in our life and we don't know. And you are wondering why you cannot connect. Many ministers can't connect to those they should connect to. You are not connecting. Because you are not speaking their language. Break off the mold. Break it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Break it. Let me read that stuff. It's a very serious one. Say good afternoon, ma. You too, good afternoon. God bless you for always helping us say the things that we can't say. Okay. About your last post, I am engaged to a young minister. He is the papa of our fellowship. Everyone respects him so much, and by extension, they now respect me. Respect me too, ever since we made our public announcement. It's been a little over a year now that we got... And we are already looking at January next year for marriage. It won't come to pass. His rules are too many. I must not practice as a nurse after we marry. Ma, I just finished nursing school this year. My parents invested so much in my education. He said on our wedding night, if he didn't see blood, he will curse me. Ma, I'm a virgin. I've never had any boyfriend, talk less of sex. He's my first. And he said I must call him Lord. Both at home and in public. Oluwami. He said I must raise our children well because he doesn't want children like Eli. Too many that I can't even say. I am very afraid of him, but I pretend all is well. I love him because he treats me well, except bizarre. Oh, yes. Except all things I said earlier and some other ones. He has helped me to study the word more. If this is what he's seen in the word. But I'm very afraid. Any small offense like this, I will beg him for weeks. He won't accept until he gives me 3 days fasting. Listen. Until he gives me 3 days fasting to seek his face for forgiveness. Please, what should I do? Leaving him is not an option. Because he said we are ordained to marry from above. And if I leave him, I will not marry my exact bone of my bone. Now listen. This is what faulty knowledge makes out of people. The problem here is not even the guy. It is that the girl has not been taught. And that's why if God has planted you in a place where the word of God is clear, be grateful. In fact, oh yes. I have been thinking that it's been a while I've taught on relationship series, because I need to enter that place again. We need to enter and scatter that water more, because there are new things that you need to scatter and shake and put things in place. Some of you are excited to hear that. Yes. Oh yes. If I preach now the way I used to preach before, this church will never be up to 20. But there are changes. Development. True? Oh yes. Now, let me begin to tidy up. There are three things you must see in every ministry that is growing. Number one, prayer. They get prayer right. And I do tell people, the prayer investment in Sphere of Life Church is largely underrated until you enter some circle. Largely underrated. Prayer is going on in this house around the clock. Largely underrated. The prayer investment here is largely underrated. Dangerous prayers. Dangerous prayers. Dangerous prayers. Compulsory intercession for every pastor in this ministry, 2 hours daily. Compulsory. Not for yourself, for the ministry. Compulsory. So you ask me, how many hours do I do? I tell people to pray, I'll go and be sleeping. Compulsory intercession. Different pockets of prayer. This prayer. You will pray your way out of smallness. You will pray yourself into the will of God. You will pray till your eyes become clear. You will pray prayers of inquiry. You will break the molds of the devil. Sometimes people are misbehaving. It is demons. You are preaching there. It is demons. They want to frustrate you. As you are preaching, they will be looking at you like this. So watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. Look at me, look at me. They want to frustrate your message. And it's not them. It is demonic spirit, disturbance everywhere. Prayer. Are you following what I'm saying? One time I was in church, growing up in church, there was one sister in that church called, I don't want to mention her name. And unfortunately, she's an usher. She will sleep while standing. And that's, she's gone. She's gone. If I go to the church office where they are counting money, she's counting money. What is soon? I got it. So I noticed that in that church, the moment sermon starts, all the men, they will start to go out. Start to go out. There is a shop beside the church. Some of you went to that kind of church. Babdele is there. He knows we are from the same church. So he knows what I'm saying. One time I went there like that, I just saw a man buy like 5 eggs, was just eating and I just he was frustrated. Even the pastors are preaching like you will sleep today. People will talk as though they want to check your depth of long suffering. Will check you whether you can sleep or you can't sleep. That's the kind of have you seen people that when you see who is coming to the altar, you are already tired. Don't be a pastor like that. And let me stay there a bit. Some pastors don't know how to talk. When they are very boring. They are very, very boring. Oh, I like the way you affirmed it. Oh yes. Very, very boring. They can't say things and it looks sweet. So, you know, as Jesus, went to that, the woman. So, what are you saying? The worst one is the one who try to imitate people and say, so, the other time, as we are studying the book of Ephesians, chapter number 14, and he said, this is
don't kill us. See, young people don't hate church. It is the way you are doing it. Don't let the poor masses breathe. Let the young people breathe. It is the way. And then, you know, say, so it has come to our notice that the youth in this church, you people like to go everywhere else. But the power of God is here, and you should know. Know what? Know what exactly? Single song. No. Abasia ya ya o. Aya ya o. Abasia ya ya o. Ah. Ah! And you go to, Eyi Kinshe Okun. Why? Why? So now we are having youth meeting. You see, youth extravaganza. The extravaganza are going to say language generation. People are too jazzy. And now we're going to say, and the person will now come. See, that's our guest speaker. So when you meet this person, you know the power of God is no problem. If you are doing this with our fathers, there's no problem. But I'm saying these youth who have gone to campus and seen things, they now bring the person, now bring, do you know what they call acrodium or what they call that thing? Olorun se mi o yan. Many of you young people, you say, yes, the song of our fathers. The song, that's the song. Shut up. You are not flexible. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of my friends called me from America. He said, Awe, do you want your church to grow? I said, yes. Reduce your Yoruba song. I said, okay. Let me go and think about it. Because that thing he said, he touched the core. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you observed that I reduced it? It was the Jethro instruction. David was seeing God, but he would have died without Jethro. And God would not say, don't die. Sir, some of those that God will use to shape what you are doing may not even be in ministry. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm speaking to all of us as young people. If I was called to speak to the fathers, I would never give this example. On my lay meaning. I'll never give, no, it's just my, never give this example. I'll never. Yeah. Yesterday, I came to church. I've told the pastors, let me dress my own way today. Because, and let me celebrate this man. That man. Yes, thank you. Okay? But listen. And listen well. Listen well. Where you stop growing, the work stops. And part of growth is that two things happen when you grow. Number one, you grow out of, then you grow into. You grow out of what you have been always familiar with. Then you go into something new. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. And sometimes what you are growing into will be something that you have said, I can never. This is, no. You see that you can grow out of it. You see that you can grow out of it. When I met my wife doesn't used to wear earrings and does not even wear attachment. It's one thing like that. They say wool. I don't have any issue with that. If somebody's husband is okay, you can't tell somebody's wife how to dress. The man say he like it like that. What's your problem? Can I come and tell your wife how to dress? Is she my wife? When you get married now, can I come and tell your wife how to dress? But as long as she's a worker before she gets married in this church, I'll quickly do my correction. True or not true? They know that when they go and cut their hair, and I'll say, ta-da! Ah! Ta what? But that's just a lighter note. So my mother-in-law, were you in the house that day? You were there with me. Oh yes. One night, we're doing marriage counseling. She said, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, Pastor. I say, yes, mommy. I was saying my heart. He said, you are going to make a promise that our daughter will not become worldly. I said, never. Never. She will never become worldly. Say, fire ball again, land. So I said, okay, mom, mommy. And she came to me.
I said, promise me that she will not wear earrings, she will not wear trousers, she will not wear. Promise, girl. She went on her knees. Me too, I went on my knees. Ah, mommy, see, Femi, promise me, girl. Mommy, oh no, I don't want to know. Ah, but do I promise me, say, oh no, I don't want to know. Ah, hey, Kini, oh, like, but I didn't promise you. I didn't promise. For as we got married like this, the same week, I said, come and go to Bodija and come and shop right and go. Yeah, let them help you pop the hair. Open. I said, we agreed. See, my wife even had a dream that I went to Ghana, that she was sleeping. I came to open her hair. She come, see, this is what I saw. Say, yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. So it's not God is showing you who I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? And why did I stood my ground? Because the people God has sent us to and the nations we are to enter. I'm not saying those who don't are not entering nations, but I'm saying me, Lazarus. The people God has sent me to, there is a way we must approach them. Period. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are around campus environment, you are understand the language the students speak. Those heavy stuff, bring it to their language. Okay? I think I was going to tell you some three things that are going to be found in every church that is going. Number one, they get prayer right. Number two, they get praise and worship right. People underrate the power of praises. They get it right. So when the ministry is starting, you may have those who are giving you national anthem. There's no problem. But make sure they are subjected to training. Are you following what I'm saying here? Make sure they are subjected to training. One time like that, I told of a boy I was mentoring who I came to church, he was beating choir member. I met all choir member on their knees. And I said, well, why are you on this? I said, it's Pastor so and so and so. Where is he? Oti Lodja Igba. I went to court kid. What's happening? I got there. Ah, what's happening? You beat them. Say, ah, on bone. Ah! You beat. See, he learned ministry in the olden days. So you beat people. You go to jail. How you beat these children? Are you seeing that? You want to say to Floyd? And those girls too, one amongst them. Ah, I don't want to mention her name. Somebody get beretting, right? Once you wear that. When she starts singing on Sunday, you'll be begging God. You'll be begging God. You know the next song. And then, you know, one of the most technical songs to sing when the instrument is not good is your Alpha. Somebody's son will say Alpha, right? We worship you, O Lord. Ah, Otilo. Where is even the instrument? Keyboard, Casio. Bye bye. You will not plug the jack plug where? My jury is there, so you can pick it. You get it? So you can pick where? Ah! When those children are singing on Sunday, right? I'll be saying, I taught you to grow. But are you aware that those who come and enjoy, God told me this as I spent myself fasting. Go and walk on the way you praise me. The third thing that is going to be present in every church that is growing is joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Joy. Now, you all are here being blessed. I'm saying many things, but you notice that the tools which I'm saying them is humor. If I call you another time, you want to come. I'm not beating you to pieces that you are now crying. I say some things that will whip you, but I cover it. It's a technique. Because in teaching, it is not just the anointing, there's also skill for teaching. Are you following what I'm saying here? We all can be anointed teachers, but we are different at the level of skill. And that's where boys will separate from men. Some will be anointed, but the anointing is powerful, but you need much more to convey to the people that need it. You need to speak their language. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. Okay? Very, very important. So sometimes the problem is that the man has become static. He's no longer flexible. He can't break into the new zones. He can't break into the new spheres. He can't break into the new atmosphere. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, you get those things right. But don't forget the foundation of all this is prayer. You must get prayer right. Ah! See, listen. When you are praying, don't have tushness to it. But when you come out, be tush like you don't pray. But when you enter that place of prayer, pray knowing fully well that every other thing depends on getting this one right. Before we finally move to Abuja, I first come to Abuja to lodge. Alright? Finally, just went there. What was I doing? Prayer. So when I come out and I say we are going to do that. Tonight we're going to pray. Tonight meeting, because I wish it. We are going to pray and I'm going to share a lot of things. So when I come out and I say this and this is going to happen, it is not a statement of wish. I saw it while praying. Anything you see from there, as you say it, it comes to pass. You pray till you eat it. Then say, this is it. This is the next thing that will happen. Are you following what I'm saying? This is the next thing that will happen. Confession without prayer is empty. Oh yes. You generate power there. So when I said that we are going to buy an acre of land in Abuja and we are going to start construction, you will see it. I will leave them with their own facility. Better than this one. Fully air conditioned. Fully equipped. The screen we use on Sunday. You know that screen was given to us. Oh yes. Just by one divine instruction. They have called the screen back and said, we want to give you another one better. And bigger. See, one time I told them, I said, we're going to put screen here. I didn't know where the screen would come from. I was just praying. I got to just talk to so and so person. As I talked to him, I said, can you give me a screen from the studio? He said, you don't know the reason why I love you and why I take you very serious. I was thinking, he said, you are a very humble person. He said, many people will never talk. Many people will never talk. I have them there. I'm not using them. Come and carry them. Jesus. Oh, yes. I saw myself receiving three powerful jeeps at the same time. Oh, yes. You better clap so I can give you. Oh, yes. I like the way you are clapping. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That one that concerns me, I don't talk about it. Yes, I saw it. I just woke up and they said, sir, we brought this for you. Almost 2 days, I said, what? They brought one. I said, it will happen. It will happen. You will see it. That's how we have said it, and you have always seen it. It will happen. It will happen. Our next location for ministry is Lekki. Oh, yes. That's my next base. Lekki. I'm going to do like 3 months with them or 2 months. But my wife has been begging me in UK to lay the foundation. Oh, yes. Then we're going to do some. Some of you, I'm going to send you to Ghana before this year ends. Say, go to Ghana. Get prayer right. Get prayer right. Sherry, there are some internal work. That one, don't be too with it. Prayer, fasting, discipleship. That one, don't be too. It must be as rugged as possible. Okay? But they are internal. The internal one, yeah, don't be. Once you are touched with discipleship, you are building a house on water. It will sink. Don't be touched with discipleship. See, don't pity this. Get discipleship right. What is the most powerful thing about this ministry is not me, it is the quality of men raised. Are you following what I'm saying? The truth of the matter is that, yes, people may wish Apostle comes and all that, but you can't say you miss me. You may miss me for my person. But this man is filling the gap here. And he's doing it well. Give him a big hand. I just like the way people have said, yes, sir. The same way you love to give to me, love to give to him. That's the way it works. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Honor them the same way you honor me. We have this man in Ife LA Church in Lagos and all that. Anyways, the balance to that is that don't get too familiar to a pastor. Get used to the church, not the pastor. Because soldier go, soldier come, barrack remain. If I can leave, anybody can leave. True? one of the ways you love your pastor is that you will release them. That talk. God, if you have taken them from us, if a new person comes, it's a time to learn. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when I say, what's the apostle telling us now? Is he planning to do something? Yes. We are missionaries. I've told some of you to go and get married because I'm sending you to Kano. Some of you know. If you are here and I say go and get married because I'm sending you to Kano. So in case you didn't know that you are the one. If I've said go and get married, the only people I tell to go and get married is Kano. Kano. Then it's not a bad place. I grew up there. Oh yes. Then some are going to Kaduna. All right. Oh yes. Some are going to Benin Republic. Some are going to Ghana. Oh yes. I'm supposed to be in Zambia by October what? 14. Oh yes. One of my daughters is marrying that date, so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. And that's why. So let me tell you the last thing about finance, ministry finance. Is that okay? As I wrap up now. I want to say because I love you. So, oh yes. One of the most frustrating things when the ministry is just starting is the fact that there's plenty of vision but little money. Okay? And then the children too that you are pastoring don't also have money. So what I'm going to advise is that raise men, not money. Raise men, not money. Raise men. Is that okay now? Raise men, not money. Invest in the people, sir. In fact, spend your money on them. If you can afford to take care of them, please do. Okay? And do so because you love them, not because you're expecting a return. Just love people. God will reward it. Okay? And listen, seek to be a blessing. Anyone who is a blessing will be blessed. That's the way it works. Seek to be a blessing. A ministry will have resources to the degree of the problem they solve. Are you following what I'm saying here? To the degree of the problem they what? They solve. So you seek to be a blessing. Avoid raising money always. People will get tired. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now when we did Festival of Life in this church, are you following what I'm saying? Maybe your pastor, maybe at the level of the church, there was something, I think they bought some more ACs and all that. But the pastorate knew that the money we spent for Festival of Life is in millions. Alright, is in millions. But we built an internal structure to manage it so that people will not come to the, because we were also looking at the economy, people will not come to the meeting tired and saying they have stressed us and all that. Are you following what I'm saying here? We have to make sure we manage it. Though people should give. Are you following what I'm saying here? People should give, but don't tear their pocket. Okay? So you want to make sure, number one, don't do programs you cannot afford at your level. When you are just starting, don't bring 20 ministers. In fact, any flyer you see that there are 10 ministers, you are about to suffer. They will deal with you. You get to the meeting, they will tell you that, oh yeah, just the next 10 minutes, quickly 10 minutes. I don't attend such meeting. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so do things at your level. When you are just starting, don't be doing too many special programs. Be busy raising men. So we are having this special 3 days conference, that's after another 2 weeks now. Now we are having special Holy Ghost baptism. It's only baptism. Special Holy Ghost baptism. And so after we have done that now, we now have businessmen in the Holy Ghost something school. And there are no businessmen, it's part 2 students. Okay? Don't put yoke that God didn't put on you, on yourself. Do things at your level. Are you following what I'm saying here? Bishop Oyedepo said none of his children attended any school that needed prayer point. He said, if you have to pray about your child's school fees, the child is in around school. Bishop Oyedepo said that. If you have to pray about, there are many schools in Abuja that my annual income can't cater for.
The one my daughter goes to, at least now, if you say, come and do this, say no. Okay, that's the way to start. Otibo, no. Continue. Why would I want to take a one-year-old girl to a school that we are paying 2.5 million? For what? For what? Is he becoming an astronaut? For what? They say, actually, it's the quality of student. Quality my food. What connection can they give her at 1 year old? It's the quality of those that are there. Are you following what I'm saying? For what? When we got to Abuja, there were places I wanted to live. I like those places. But we had to stay at Lugbe. Lugbe. The name sounds scary. One time I saw a broadcast online. They said the places you can enter into Abuja, if you enter with low budget, they put Lugbe there. But in that Lugbe, I'm there. Okay? Oropo is also there. And he's not a small person. Nosekon is also there. I think now he has moved or something. Prosper is there. A few of us are in the same estate. Are you following what I'm saying here? Cut your coat according to your size. That place, we were, I don't want to go into details, all right? We're trying to get a place because I came with a whole team and they are going to be housed. So we have the number of bedrooms we must get. So we try to get, I mean, they were telling me, go and up your budget. I said, in Ibadan. Ah! If I drop this money, I'll get 4 duplex. Ibadan. Abuja, they say, where do you want to say? Who say, ah? What's your budget? Say, Susan, no. So get a good place in Wuse, you have to start from 10 million. Ah! Then what? Not 10 million, say for Naira. I said, okay. That place we didn't want to go, guys. That's where we're going to go now. And where we are living comfortably. Okay, we may have to travel some miles before we get to town, but we are okay. Pastor Aaron was saying with me, he said, when we got to Abuja, he said, we could not afford a good house. He said, we were staying in the slum. It was so bad that thieves came. Go and check their document. He said, thief came to the house. He opened the door at night when the thief were trying to break in. He said, enter. Take what you want to take and get out. So now you look at Celebration Church and say they are big people. They were selling their suit and their laptop when the ministry was coming up, sir. Go and look at the documentary online. People were selling their laptop and their suit for a program. And Bishop Odepo said, all those who believe in this vision from the scratch, as I'm flying now, they're also flying. One of the ways you can be established for life is to be loyal to a vision that will fly. That's God setting you up for greatness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. Raise men, not money. When the men become strong, they will raise money effortlessly. Are you following what I'm saying here? As I'm coming for this trip, just one person in Abuja just looked at me and said, he said he feels like he wants to cater for the flight and send money for business class to and fro. That kind of money, when the ministry just started, you'll have to pay for it for a year. Are you following what I'm saying here? We have projects. Now, we have people who give in millions. When we're going to do construction of this place, one person took care of the administrative building. Did the POP, did everything there. One person. All right, somebody called from Ukraine and said, I saw people having projects and sent 5 million. People, are you following what I'm saying here? Because as your visibility increases, right, people that can help you will see it. We give first fruit as the year begins. Okay? One of my daughters gave her first fruit. I think the first fruit was 240,000 naira. But the following year, I saw that her first fruit was 2.6 million. So I asked what changed. She said, the following month, February, they changed her salary. Are you following what I'm saying here? Maybe at this point, there are times that I just get alerts. And then I can't even trace. I don't know those. I was saying yesterday, pile up messages. Apostle, let me have your account. God said monthly I should be showing something. Oh, I don't have a leading yet.
But from the beginning, it was not so. But as you stay with it, things will change. Are you following what I'm saying here? Stay with it, sir. Stay with it. And train the people to learn to give. I've noticed that a ministry shifts in the season of sacrifice. I can't explain the mystery. Ministry finance, the members' finance shift in the days of sacrifice, not in the days they are keeping it. I found out. And it's a very mysterious fact. Are you following what I'm saying here? So never join anybody to speak against the role of money in ministry. It is very important. Visions can drag when there's no money to push it. So pray about the finance, build structure for it. Dear pastor, don't use your personal account as ministry account. Register. Open an account. Are you following what I'm saying here? People will trust the ministry more when they see that it is the church account. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't take a loan from Pampe to do crusade. Pampe is now messaging people. Are you a member of Social and So International Ministry? Let's be aware that your pastor is a thief, a fraud, one who ran away from Social and So. Okay, somebody came to this facility and then saw it and is my friend. And he spoke very sincerely that, you see, you can actually take a loan from bank and begin to pay. I said, I'm not going to do it. It's a very sincere counsel, but I'm not going to do it. God's work done in God's way will not lack God's finance. I don't want to wake up every night and say, I'm remembering someone that bank can come and shut this place. And say, be noticed that Spirit of Light Church should not. No. If Bishop Oyedepo can say they are building what they are building without sweat, how much is this place? Now, final counsel as touching finance. Always declare what you want to see. Declare it. Speak to the people in a way that their heart will be enlarged. Okay? The things that used to be big before, make it small. Is that very clear now? And one of the ways for that to happen is that you, as the pastor, you must embrace prosperity too. Many of them, their lives will change as they begin to see what God is doing with your life. If you truly love those people, embrace God's prosperity. Are you following what I'm saying here? Embrace it. If you are carrying, okay, let me not say that, but embrace it. Understand that your life is a template. God is using to build them, and they will get better because of you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. When you wear a suit, understand that you are not just wearing for show up or show off. You want your people to be inspired. Do everything that inspires them. Like a father, create an environment where their heart can grow. The reason I desire an excellent environment in church, we are not there yet, is because I don't want any of my people to think small. I want them to think big so they can conceive and receive what God has for them. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you understand this principle that I've shared a lot, all right, today, if you pay attention to these things, there's no obstacle or blockade you will not overcome in ministry. There is none. Be flexible. Be prayerful. Speak the language of the generation. Understand the power of joy. Any atmosphere where there's joy, there's increase. People know when they come to church, they will rejoice, they will be glad, they will be, oh yes, there's increase. In fact, one of the asotele is actually the fruit of the instruction that you should worship me more and rejoice more. Asotele service. And by the way, that service is only for Ibadan church. The remaining branches will have to figure out by the Spirit how God will have them go about their first Sunday in their unique way. That's why Abuja doesn't do asotele. If you have a church of 40 people, and then you have 5 seated in front, it will look like, Anton Sonrara, you know what that means. Let's put it where it should be. All of us wear white dresses. That's what's going on. It's for Ibadan. Lagos. Hope I didn't give you a jab. How about you, Fe? Are you fine? Abeokuta, how are you guys doing? LHO don't even send people. You do as a telling, they don't say. The Gen Z's. I'm on their neck now anyways. But I believe I've blessed you today and I believe you have learned something. Okay? Amen. Now, lastly, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Those who will do well in ministry will those who stay with it. Stay with it. Don't give up on your calling. Don't take a break to go and get government job, then come back. Stay with it. Oh, things are bad. Stay there. Oh, you even made a mistake. Stay there. They are dragging on social media. Stay there. Oh, you fell. You fell into sin. Be restored. Go to your leaders. Let them pray for you. Let them pass you through discipline. But do what? Stay there. Never get into hopelessness to the point that you want to quit. Or even take your life. Never. You must be rugged. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must be rugged. People who stood and say, we'll force you out of ministry. You are not going to. All of them, they are the ones who are not doing ministry today. I stayed. I cried, but I stayed. They will call my people and say, this ministry will not survive 6 months. I stayed. If we stop, they will say, we told you God didn't call him. You must, are you for the, stay. Tell your neighbor, stay. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Your parents, some of them are not going to like you. Say, listen to what I'm saying. Many of them don't know that the church they say you are coming to, that's where your answer is. The person you will marry, the connections God will give to you, the way he will lift you, your destiny is there. He said, Pastor Chris said that when they are ministered, all the people that the parents used to beat them and say, don't follow him. If you mention names of those pastors now, you will never believe it. That was their destiny. And now they are flying. Those parents are now saying, thank God. Stay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Stay. Stay. Stay there. Don't ever lose your courage. The one who has called you is faithful. Everything becomes beautiful when their time comes. Oh, yes. Go and check every man. Go and check Pastor Christy Okonkwo when he married the wife. They look like Donatus Igwe and something. But now if you look at them, they are fresh. I said, you are like wine. The older, the better. Your best can never be in the past as a servant of God. You marry that woman, she keeps getting finer. One of the things is now get finer again. Oh yes. Even me, I was not like this when I got married. My head was like a hair like this. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now I don't eat the normal things everybody eats. I have my own food routine. The kind of oil I use, the kind of meat I eat, the kind of this that I eat. Oh yes. The kind of smoothies I take, the kind of, I eat healthy to the best of my ability. If I tell people that I'm coming, use this also and so, it will be too expensive for you. Oh yes. But from the beginning, we could not do that. We could not do that. Oh yes. I just set up a mini gym in my house now. So that all those boys, because this Nakale stomach is coming out now. I know you can see me. Yeah. I targeted you intentionally. His stomach is bulging. So I say, go and be doing sit-up. Do 50 sit-up in a day. See, my stomach is paining me. Continue. But that's also the lighter note. You will now be able to afford many things. And it's still getting better. Maybe when we have this kind of meeting, we'll just come with 10 cars and say, those who are doing ministry, but you need it, you have a family, no car, take this. Take the key. Take the key. Take the key. We are not planning to live a life to amass these things. We will show that wealth can be distributed. Yes, sir. Amen. So I heard you. Don't be discouraged. No, stay with it. Now you are running ministry. You are teaching on WhatsApp. You see so-and-so left. You feel, Kinigo. Free meeting. You are still living. Stay. Very soon they will tell you it's a privilege, sir, to be on the same WhatsApp with you. Say, well, I'm so honored. I'm so privileged. Oh, God. I called for master class. I said, this is the amount people pay. Yes, back. Say it's 1-2. Nobody will come. Nobody will come. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Now, Father, I speak over your children the grace to stay throughout the process of this calling. Release upon them. I ask that God will give you strong men. And they will encourage you. You won't do it alone. From today, it will begin to open the windows of provisions for you. So that this work will not be burdensome. It will also keep your heart steadfast. So that your desires can be in order. If there's anyone here with dead prayer life, I ask that God will strengthen it in your life. You will not do ministry without a lampstand. You will not do ministry without a candle on it. You will not do ministry without fire. God who has called you will sustain you. And he will keep you in his perfect love. I bless you all. And I decree that there is encouragement. God will raise sons and daughters of consolation for you. Those who will make this work easier. In the name of Jesus. I decree that the ground beneath your feet will not be as hard as iron. And the cloud above your head will not be as thick as brass. The dew will pour out for you in its season. And the rain when the time comes. You are blessed with the dew from above. And the fatness of the earth. And plenty corn and wine. Let your mother's sons praise you. Let nations call you blessed. And let kings call you father. In your lifetime, you will know what it means to be fulfilled. Even if no one else has seen it, fulfillment will not be far from your doorstep. You will know what it means to serve God and be blessed. You won't die young. You won't fail God. You won't die young. You won't fail God. Everything that cut people's lives short in their prime will not visit you. In the name of Jesus. And if you're more sincere, more sincere, nothing will die in your hands. In the name of Jesus. I decree there is a mark on your life for the enemy not to touch it. In the name of Jesus. I cover you and yours with the blood of Jesus. As you step out now, you take little step and cover more distance. One of the best gifts you can have in ministry is the gift of precision. To know what to do and the time to do it. I decree and declare from today you are no longer confused. Amen. You know exactly what to do. Amen. By the mercies of the Lord. Amen. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Such a joy and a honor to spend this moment with you. I love you all. And I wish you the best in your ministries. See you in the evening. Are we done?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.